In a dusty neighborhood in the northern Indian city of Lucknow, Usha Vishwakarma readies her army of young women for battle.
11, 12.
The 25-year-old says while she and others cannot change the mindset of potential attackers, they can work to protect themselves.
We need to think that we should become so capable that if someone tries to attack us, then we respond in equal measure. We want to make girls so mentally and physically strong that they can face any situation.
Vishwakarma says her Red Brigade was born out of necessity in 2010 after feeling abandoned and traumatized in the aftermath of an attempted rape by a colleague. This took place after an uncle raped an 11-year-old girl she tutored. Her group of now 200 young women, many victims themselves, patrol the streets of Lucknow in the traditional salwar kameez, red symbolizing danger, black for protest, ready to confront and humiliate men who tease, touch, and commit other acts of sexual harassment and assault. 17-year-old Afreen Khan says she helped start the Red Brigade after her father threatened to take her out of school because of the near daily harassment she experienced while heading to class.
Before, we used to hear so many lewd comments. Now there is hardly any teasing. There are a lot of people with us, supporting us, and that makes us feel more proud that we are doing this type of work.
The Red Brigade's work took on special resonance after a 23-year-old student was badly beaten and gang raped aboard a bus in New Delhi in December of 2012. She later died of her injuries. Thousands of people across India took to the streets to protest the attack, but a year later, not much has seemed to change. The number of reported rape cases here in the Indian capital has nearly doubled this year compared to last year.
Vishwakarma says attacks outside the capital rarely make headlines or stir such public sentiment. She says life, particularly in the conservative state of Uttar Pradesh, can be bleak for a woman who is discouraged from speaking out or standing up for herself.
A woman is not considered a human being, but something that is to be used.
Still, Vishwakarma is not deterred by societal norms. She is steadfast in ensuring girls and women gain the confidence they need to protect themselves. Vishwakarma hopes to see a Red Brigade in each Indian city in the next year. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Lucknow.